Welcome to episode 20 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. Alright, peoples, we're going into Detective Comics number 43. It was released September 1940, and it is 12 pages long, and it is called The Case of the City of Terror.
And big surprise, it's 10 cents.
Yeah, it's 10 cents. I got something to talk about in the next episode that I don't know if you guys noticed or not with that. Okay. But we'll get to that on that one. But before we actually dive into Batman, I wanted to bring something to your attention, Uncle Chris.
Okay.
So, do you remember Brett Walton?
I do not.
From the first Detective Comics with the mysterious murders and the holes in their necks?
Yeah.
Well, it was caused by Spider Malone, an American gangster, and he used a blow dart filled with poisonous spider venom. You said you'll never know, so I figured I'd let you know.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you remembered, because I didn't even remember what we were talking about until you just got through that sentence.
Yeah, well, I just edited that video
the other day.
So I heard you say, and now I'm never going to know why he got those people were killed and what those holes were. So now you know.
Spider venom, huh?
Yeah, what a blow dart.
That sounds like crossover. Maybe they're going to turn into Marvel Comics.
By a guy named Spider Malone. That's the guy that was pretending to be an Aztec guy at the end of that issue.
Ah, okay, I do remember that one.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Batman. This is the City of Terror one. The cover is Batman jumping onto a boat of gangsters that are holding Robin at gunpoint and tied up, apparently.
Yeah, they got him tied up.
So.
I don't think that's in this comic, right?
No.
It is not.
No, it is definitely not.
There's no boat in this comic.
Right.
No. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty bland, honestly. It looks like it's daylight, but it looks like there's a moon in the sky.
Yes,
yeah,
they do that a lot.
I was just going to say, it's weird how Gotham has a moon in daytime.
Yeah. I think that's how they just drew the sun. They never put rays around it, so it always looks like a moon.
And right. It's funny because, like, even in some of the comics, like, they purposely put the moon behind Batman all the time. And there's a few where it, like, actually mentions them, like, with the moon behind them. Like, it says it in the dialogue of one of the boxes. Well, when we get to it, I'll point it out.
All right. So, before we get into the story proper, I'm reading from the actual Detective Comics issue. Okay. And the page before the Batman is an advertisement for, like, six different guns.
Oh, guns. Nice.
Yeah. Like, this, it's a Red Ryder carbon BB gun that's only $295.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
So, shoot your eye out.
I just want to point out, this is what they're advertising to children at 1940.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it was 1940. So, and actually, that goes along well with this comic.
This one in particular?
Yeah. If I remember this correctly.
I don't know if this is the one you're thinking of. See, so yeah. The opening splash page is Batman and Robin invading these poor guys' house and beating up these guys.
Yes.
That was sarcasm, but...
I see a guy on the bottom. They're trying to make him sign something at gunpoint. I never understand how that works. Like, if you sign something at gunpoint, how is that okay?
It's
just because you signed it? Yeah, it's not.
Nah. That's why this days you need to get it notarized and all this other shit.
Right. Back then, all you needed was the signature. So if you got it at gunpoint or not, I mean, the police got confessions that way for a long time
before. So if you're good at forging signatures, you could probably get away with whatever you want then.
You could back then.
You're good at forging signatures, you can get away with quite a bit these days, too.
True.
I don't know, because I don't even sign my signature anymore. I just scribble some kind of crap every time I sign my name now.
I don't even sign money.
You don't even sign it anymore.
Nope.
All right, so... As usual, the splash page is there's an event later on, or it has nothing to do with anything. But we really open with Batman and Robin going, well, no, I'm sorry, Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson on a road trip, taking a break from superheroing.
Yeah, they're going on vacation.
They're driving cross country, apparently.
Right, this is the life. No gangsters, no worries, no nutty scientists.
They're back in that split window blue car, though.
But why does he say we're going to lead a life of quiet, of peaceful, quiet, life of ease, he says.
Before we get to that, I'm just curious. It's blue in your comic?
Blue in mine, too.
It's green in mine.
Mm. Oh, it's blue in mine.
No, it's blue. And actually, in the second panel, it almost is blue with, like, a light blue stripe down the side.
Yeah, it's got, like, a lightning bolt down the side of it, almost.
No, it's, like, almost completely green in this one.
Hmm.
Weird.
That's different.
What did you ask, Uncle Chris? I'm sorry, I was...
Why does he say we're going to lead a quiet and peaceful life of ease if they're just going on vacation? He means just for that week or whatever they're going on?
It says, for a while, at least, we're good to lead a quiet
peaceful. For a while, at least he does say that, I'm sorry.
Yep, so, you know, they're just getting away from the crime-ridden town of Gotham.
Into some other crime-ridden town, of course.
That's yes. On the podcast now.
They always find. What was that? Anyway.
I don't know.
I'm not telling you.
Well, at least we know who it was.
You can't admit it, because if you listen to Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast, if your phone goes off, then somebody calls you on it at a bar, you got to buy them a beer. So,
followed up by you hitting the mic again, Uncle Chris.
Well, I picked my phone up and put it back down.
Yep, I heard.
That's exactly what happened.
I heard the springs on your mic, too.
And so you just admitted it was your phone.
So no, it wasn't. I was checking. I heard your guy's phone, and then I checked mine to see if it was mine.
Sure. Anyway, they head to this quiet, peaceful town, apparently, where cops are harassing civilians and beating them half to death because they're speaking out against the government and so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
Typical, you know, basic city politics.
Yeah. Basic politics of the 1940s.
No, not really, because this city is taken over by a criminal. The city is essentially has been taken over by a criminal organization. Like, right. The mayor
mysteriously died.
Basic politics of the 1940s.
The mayor is a criminal. He fired all the good cops and hired all bad cops. I don't think they could do that even in 1940.
No, I don't think so either.
I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, and actually there's a case that's actually very similar to this. It's really funny, actually. I'll have to get the podcast and tell you which one it was so you can listen to it. But
it says, the mayor died and Harless Greer took over and replaced everyone with thugs.
And we find out later that, you know, the governor and this country can't do anything about it for some reason. They say that the governor, because of local laws or some bull crap.
Yeah, basically, once they get in, it's really hard to get them all out. So you may end up getting one or two out, but usually it takes a long time before they weed them out.
Yeah, but these guys are acting like they're not. This isn't like some behind the scenes corruption. This is a hostile takeover of this city.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
There is no way. There's no way this would stand. Like this, these cops are beating up guys in the middle of the street, almost half to death for speaking out against whatever the mayor. Anyway,
yeah, corruption runs deep, DJ.
This is a little later. It's a little spoilers. They're putting casino machines in. Local candy stores where kids are gambling.
That's what I was talking about, the gun thing.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, no, this is ridiculous on a new level.
It's all about getting everybody's money.
It's a small town. You don't know what's going on. Oh, no, it's a city, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a city. I'm surprised they weren't shaking down all the paperboys.
They basically were.
Yeah, I know. They're taking their coins in the gambling.
Anyway, Bruce Wayne sees that this guy is being roughed up and asks what's going on. So their vacation's over, and they have to be Batman and Robin.
Suit up. If I'm Batman and Robin, and I'm going on vacation away from superhero stuff, I'm not taking my suit. I'm not taking my bat suit. I'm not taking Robin suit or whatever you want to call it. And then you don't have to do this crap.
When you're Bruce Wayne, you just stumble upon crime, so you have to have it with you all the time.
Well. Bruce Wayne's going to go visit some rich guy because apparently he's an upstanding citizen.
Right.
But he doesn't knock on the door. He climbs up the side of his building and jumps in through the window. After he just conveniently shows up when the cops are trying to arrest this upstanding citizen.
The cops are already at the guy's apartment.
Yeah, and they're arresting him for something or another. I don't know what their excuse was.
They were pretty much shaking him down.
They said you've been shooting your mouth off against the mayor. And that's libel. They're arresting him for libel.
I don't think that you can be arrested for libel, but...
That's what he says.
I mean...
We're taking you to jail.
We might be able to, but I'm pretty much sure that's just a misdemeanor.
And Batman tells a joke that's, I don't know, it's kind of like the ones I've been telling at the end of the episodes. They start talking about jail, and Batman says, speaking of jail, how long you guys been out?
I don't think that was a joke. I think these guys were actually criminals, and he's literally asking them, how long have you been out? Because he's comparing them to the criminals.
It's because they are.
Anyway, Batman, does he throw something here at them?
He hits him with a lamp.
That's how I was looking. He hits him with the lamp.
And then, sleeper hold.
Yeah, sleeper hold.
Yep.
And then after this, he throws a lamp at them, choke holds one guy, and the next scene, they're all unconscious. That was like three people. They didn't even show the other guy getting knocked down.
He said he came at them like a hurricane. You just didn't see them all. Well, two got hit with the lamp, and then he punches one and sleeper holds the other one. That's four.
So he talks to the rich guy about what's been happening in town. We pretty much explained everything so far.
Yeah.
It's just criminal organization. But we end with Batman tying up these three guys and locking them in this guy's basement.
Yeah, right. and he tells the guy to get out of here. Like, you need to be someplace safe.
Yeah. Get out of here so I can use your house as a hostage place.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I know that these guys are, like, comically evil and, like, really stupid with their thing, but Batman's kidnapping people right now.
He is, and he's tying them up, and how long is he going to keep them for? He's not putting them in jail or nothing.
Well, it's actually really interesting, so...
It comes back later. We'll get to it.
It does.
All right, so he ties these guys up, and the next panel says the next night, so we're one night in already.
Right. This is the second night.
Yeah.
And we're in the mayor's office, and the mayor's lackey, Blackie, comes in with a box, and when they open it, Batman put another poor bat in a box.
Yes, he did.
I'm confused by it, actually. And I see the bat gets out and flies around, but who hits it with a dart?
No, that's a different bat that somebody hits with a dart.
Oh, all right, that makes more sense. Okay, that's like the next, okay.
That's at a different place.
All right, so this one flies around the room.
Right, and they get a note.
What is his pension for capturing bats and stuff them in boxes?
Listen, I have no idea, but he doesn't care. He's stuffing them in boxes, and he kills one a little later, too.
Anyway, there's a note in the box that tells him to get out of town with his little ink block down at the bottom.
Right. And he says, tomorrow it may be too late. And look how he writes tomorrow. That's weird, too. He hyphenated it. He said,
tomorrow. Tomorrow. It may be too late.
He's emphasizing the two.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I guess. That's the only thing that I can think of. Anyway, the mobsters aren't, like, too afraid, it doesn't look like.
They're a little bit worried, saying that the other guys have disappeared.
Well, they quick call over to the other place, right?
Oh, yeah, at that moment at the other place, okay, at Morton's palatial home.
Yes.
And the goons are worried, but the main guy is not worried. He's like, shut up, I'll do the worrying around here. And then Batman shows up and throws a bat through a window.
His shadow shows up, and then a bat with a dart in its back lands on the table.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm, like, confused, but yeah, the bat definitely had a dart through it.
Well, I didn't realize in the panel before, I thought the window was broken. I didn't realize that was a bat. I thought they're just showing the broken window there.
No, Batman's shadow shows up, and then somebody throws a dead bat through the window with a dart in its back.
Is a broken window.
Yeah.
Yes, the window is broken. Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, so Batman kills his own bats because of reasons.
It's a scare tactic.
It's scary, all right? From a homicidal murderer.
He is.
He was. Now all he kills is animals. We'll find that out later in this week, too.
So, the goons are worried about the Batman, so they talk about they call the mayor, and the mayor's like, you better get my shipment of narcotics to its place. And then Robin's, of course, outside listening to it.
Right.
So then Batman and Robin go and stop the shipment of narcotics, beat up a few guys.
I think we ended an error. Like, it's not jewels this time. Now all of a sudden it's narcotics.
Yep, now we're into drugs.
We go back and forth between jewels and stuff.
But this is the first time they mentioned drugs, right?
Depends. Do you count, like, the mad doctor's drugs and Doctor Strange's drugs.
I mean, like, selling drugs and saying dope. He actually says dope.
Yeah, he says dope.
I think it's the first time narcotics have been introduced, yes.
Mm. Yes.
But they use drugs all the time.
Oh, I know. Batman even uses them with his gas and stuff.
Yeah, so. So Batman and Robin beat up these goons, tie them up, and then they disappear.
Right. Now, the one, do you see the top panel where Batman's got the guy by the feet?
Yes.
Is he going to flop him down on his face up in the circle? He is, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got him up and he's going to smash him against the concrete.
And then he takes another guy and uses him as like a windmill and knocks everybody over with him.
Yep. He spins him around.
Yeah.
I think it's the same guy, even though the pants look different, because the set, it says in that little bubble where he's like slamming that guy, it's his brother. Oh. You're going on a merry-go-round ride and you don't know it.
Yeah, now he's spending them right. Well, in the top panel, he's got green pants on. In the bottom panel, he's got orange pants on. So
also, in the top circle panel, he's holding them by the back of his ankles. And in the bottom one, he's holding them by the forward of his ankles.
Yeah, so wait, I don't know what's going on. In yours, in the top panel, he has green pants?
Green pants on.
And mine does,
He has brown.
Huh. Mine's green, too. Is the
circle red?
Yes.
That's weird. Mine, it shows brown pants. But it's like the whole guy is brown. It's really weird.
No, I got green pants.
I got green pants, and then the next panel, I got full-on orange suit or tan.
Yeah, orange or tan.
I'm going to send it to you so you see it.
Regardless, Batman kidnaps these five guys and puts them in the basement with the other guys. We're assuming at this point.
Well, a couple try to get away, and then Robin hooks them, you know, catches them. Now, is this another night after...
What, after the fighting thing?
After the bat. After the dead bat. Is this another night?
After the dead bat, it is...
Oh, no, Robin was listening in when the dead bat came, that's right.
Yeah, so it's sometime, it just says sometime later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just says later.
That doesn't count. Lumpy said he was sending it to my phone. That's why my phone...
I did.
If your phone still goes off, it goes off.
Nope, that doesn't count.
That's twice for TJ, so
it's,
just so you know.
It's that one doesn't count because that was how it was.
So, and then later, Robin finds the dope on the...
A small box inside the truck.
Yeah, they said that's why they used the big truck, so because nobody would suspect them to be traveling with that small box in that big truck.
Yeah. So then, in the next one, later that night, they're at Bugs Norton's home.
Okay, so we went one whole day. We're at night again.
Right.
Okay. Meanwhile, those guys are still, they didn't get anything to eat or anything yet, so.
Nope. So we're, so the first set of guys are on 2 days, though.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so we got at least a couple guys that are on 2 days tied up.
Yeah.
Why is Bugs Norton holding the Batman card and asking the Batman? Shouldn't he already know?
Well, no, he doesn't even know that his guys are, what happened to his guys, they're just missing. And then they went and looked in the truck, and in the truck was apparently a sticky note that had the Batman's
symbol. Yeah, but he was there when the dead bat with the dart was on that.
Right, but he's saying, did you find out what's holding up the boys in the shipment? He thought they just got held up.
Right, but the dead bat should have tipped off the Batman was there, wasn't it?
Right, but he didn't know that anything happened to the guys in the truck. They went and found the truck and brought him that sticky note.
Yeah, right, but the dead bat was another night.
The dead bat
was... why is he surprised that he thinks that's the Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
I don't understand why he doesn't realize it's Batman. Of course it's Batman. Who else would it be? You got a picture of his ink blot right there. Well, regardless, Batman is going to destroy the next... enact their next phase of their plan as they go around and destroy all the gambling machine and all the children's candy shops.
Yeah, I love how he gets the kids to stop gambling, too.
Yeah, it's another one of those.
First we gotta explain the kids are gambling at these, like, their slot machines.
Yep. Yeah, it's like a candy store, and the kids are in the corner with a slot machine, and they're little kids. They're really little kids.
Yeah, they can't even
see the top.
But we find out later, these kids have a lot of, like, they're a lot older than they act a lot older than they are, because they got something later that's weird, too.
But if you have money and you're in a candy shop, wouldn't you want to get candy?
Maybe they're like,
not if you can make more money.
Right, if I can get more money, I can get more candy, right?
Yeah, but if you lose your money, I don't know. It's hard. Anyway, Batman comes, the goons are shaking down the shopkeep for more money as the kids are gambling in the background. Right. And then Batman comes in and Three Stooges them. and then takes an axe to the slot machine.
That's my favorite. Well, I don't know where he gets the axe from, but he takes an axe to
it. He just has a mysterious axe in some issues for some reason. It just appeared.
Now, right. Also on mine, and I don't know what yours looks like, but in the panel before, he's talking to the three boys and telling them about, you know, Robin wouldn't play with those slot machines. In the next panel, he's smashing the machine with an axe. His belt is white.
Nope, yellow am I.
In the yellow one before, his belt is yellow. In the next panel, his belt is white.
Yellow am I.
Yellow am I.
Man, that is weird. I don't know.
It's different every time. Now, Batman tells him Robin doesn't, so why should you? And the kids say, gee, if the Boy Wonder doesn't, I guess that's good enough for us. We'll tell all the kids. So all they gotta do is go around and tell all the kids that Robin doesn't, and they'll all stop.
Don't you remember the Robin regulators in that one issue?
I do remember the Robin regulators.
I mean, come on. Of course. If Robin doesn't do it. Yeah, he's the laughing kid.
Yep.
I guess.
Anyway, they're getting upset that Batman's ruining their plans as he starts kidnapping cops off the street.
Yeah, he's just taking them out now.
Yeah, one by one, Batman and even Robin's getting in on the kidnappings.
Yeah.
And they're getting worried and worried, and then Batman and Robin are discussing their next plan, which involves getting kids to print a paper.
And the kids have a printing press. That's what I was trying to bring up earlier. The kids not only gamble, but they have their own small printing press.
Well, they made so much money gambling.
Ah, so they started their own paper?
Bought their own paper, yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like one of those portable sliding printing presses, you know, one of those cheap ones.
Yeah. It's neat, though. I mean, that they're able to do it and print the paper. It's a pretty cool story. I mean, like that.
Those things were around back then, because, I mean, obviously you didn't have TV and radio were not as prevalent, so you got news from the paper, so everyone just kind of, like, if you wanted to get into it, like, kids would just make newspapers, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. So they make a little leaflet and hand it out, right?
Yeah. And apparently, Batman's throwing a town hall.
Yeah. That's a music place, right?
Yeah, a music hall. He's like, everyone come to the town hall. Oh, everyone show up at the same place so the criminals know where we all are.
Right. Fight against racketeers and killers. Meet tonight. And he spells tonight the same way he spells tomorrow. At the music hall. All are welcome.
Maybe he just likes emphasizing the two on things.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Tonight.
So everyone shows up at the town hall. And then, of course, the bad guys show up, but then all the fire good cops show up and stop them.
The one cop is getting ready to leave, and his wife asks him why he's taking his revolver, and he says a small boy stopped him and told him to carry his gun to the mass meeting tonight.
Yeah. Don't you just do what small boys tell you to do?
I don't know why, I guess.
I mean, I guess they're getting like a revolution here, you know, they're taking their town back, so.
Yeah, apparently that newspaper inspired the entire town, all the fired cops that didn't do anything when they were fired, you know.
They were letting it go on all this time.
Exactly. And I guess Batman's words is enough to, you know, inspire these people, because they couldn't go outside of city for help. And only Batman can save you when your town is corrupt.
So what happens then? An angry mob leaves that music hall and goes to the police? Is that what happens?
All the retired cops come in and arrest everybody.
They're organized into squads, which take over the Greer's thugs in police uniform.
And then Robin's following one of the mobsters and does his patented crotch shoulder move.
Yep.
What did I wrote something too. I can't think of what it is now. Oh, well, I forget now, but he said, I put crotch something, I named it earlier when I was writing my notes down.
Yeah, so
he takes this guy out, though, off the lamppost.
Yeah, it's the mayor. Yeah. It's the mayor. He beats up, the mayor's trying to escape town because he's afraid of everything.
Right.
And then Robin comes, does his crotch move, and then punches him in the face.
It looks like after he does that crotch move, that his face is headed right for the back of that car, too. And he says, oof, like the kids are saying nowadays, oof. He says, oof. Yeah.
While Batman goes and takes down the head of the gang by throwing up, what is he walks into people's houses through their windows and takes the first thing he sees and throws it at them.
He does this time. I mean, that could be a painting of the guy's family or something. He just whips the painting at him,
takes it off the wall and throws it at him. It was the lamp earlier.
Yeah, the lamp, and then what did he do after the lamp? Oh, he put him in a sleeper hold. That's right.
Yeah. And then he dives at these two who are trying to shoot him, and I guess he beats them up. It doesn't show what happens to them.
Well, he beats him up, but then he tells Norton he wants to see if he can really take it. So apparently he wants to kick Norton's ass.
Right, and he does.
And he does.
He definitely does.
Yeah, he definitely does.
And then this late, so everyone's cheering that the Batman came and saved everyone. And one lady asks, one thing puzzles me, Batman. What happened to the thugs that vanished? Oh, they're all tied and gagged in Mr. Carter's cellar.
Yeah, for like 2.5 days.
Yep,
you'll find them there all ready for jail.
And Dick and Bruce get back in their car and continue their road trip as the new mayor, I'm assuming, unveils a statue of Batman and Robin, and it looks terrifying.
It is. What is it made out of?
It looks like
aluminum?
Aluminum. I was thinking more, it looks really brightly bright, like stone or platinum.
Yeah, or like, I don't know.
In mine, it's really like white, so it could be like plaster.
Yeah, I don't know. The dimensions are really bad, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks really bad. Batman
and Robin have no necks at all.
Nope.
Zero necks. It's a head on shoulders.
So they're going to continue their vacation, so I expect that the next issue to be a vacation.
No. The next issue, they're back from vacation.
Oh, okay. So I guess they made it through the vacation without having to fight anybody else?
Yeah, they just had to free a city of corruption before they can finish the rest of their vacation.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, America's greatest adventure strip characters, Batman and Robin, the original Boy Wonder, will astound you in the next issue with their most amazing adventure. Don't miss it. The next adventure is not that amazing, I'll tell you that much.
So, our appearances in this one were Batman and Robin, and then everyone else says single appearance. We had Harless Greer, Bugs Norton, Blackie, Ryder, Mr. Carter, and Bill. Just Bill. His name is just Bill.
Just Bill.
And
you think Bill comes back up? Or
the items were a bat rope, and in locations it says City of Terror. So I guess the place was called City of Terror.
Yeah.
City of Terror.
It's the case of the City of Terror. I mean,
I wonder if they're going to rename it now that they stopped all the terror.
It was just convenient. That's why they took over that town in the first place, because it was named Terror.
Oh, okay. What else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, it just fit, you know?
It was begging to be taken over.
Yeah, I mean, this one was stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I don't think it had a great story or anything. It had a lot of action, I guess. It was never really... The action just kept flowing. I didn't hate it, you know? I thought it was decent. I've seen better stories, but action-wise, it was action-packed.
It just hit me in a logic and logically wrong for too many things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just... Even for a comic book, it was too much. Made no sense to me.
Well, if that's the case, then you should probably not read the next two.
The next,
I hate to tell you, but I really like the next one.
The next I one actually pissed did me off.
Next I really one. Like the next one.
I did not like the next one at all.
I don't have anything else for this one. You?
Me neither.
No.
I want to tell my joke. You ready for my joke? Hold on.
Lump, do we have anything else we can stall so he doesn't do this?
Come on, this is a good one.
How do we get out of the joke?
This is a good one.
Go.
Why did Batman flush the toilet?
Why?
Because it was his duty. Come on, that's a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now @everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website.
And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.